Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get the ESPN Outdoors Report going with Pete Huff from Best Dam Guide Service. Pete, before we talk about other fishing, let's talk about Walleye Wednesday. How big of a turnout did you have, and how was the fishing?
I believe there was a dozen boats, roughly, and there was people caught fish, but we started off the first couple hours getting undersized fish, up to 17 and a half, and then I switched it up from live bait to paddle tails and caught one that was probably like 27 and a half, 7.5 pounds, and then another 19 inchers. So actually did pretty well last night.
So people don't know about Walleye Wednesday. There's still time to get involved. Explain what happens and where it's at.
Yep. There's 8 weeks left. It's a two-person weekly tournament on Wednesday night, 5:30 to 8:30 at Woods Landing. And you sign up, 5:10, 5:15, and you pay $30 to be in it, and you go out and you keep your two biggest fish, and they come into a live scale and get released, and it's kind of a season, so you use your best 6 weeks, compile your best 6 weeks for team of the year.
So who's been killing it now? Who are the favorites for team of the year so far?
I don't know. I've been doing okay. Let's just say.
So
isn't always like that.
Okay, so your group's kind of in the mix here, you think, this year?
Yep. This year we're fishing differently. We're doing less trolling and just casting and jig fishing, and it's been paying off.
So how about the rest of where have you been the rest of this week? What have you been hearing about fishing across to not only South Central Wisconsin, but the state?
The bluegill bite has still been really good. I know Fox Lake, I had a bass trip here. We caught like 35 bass the other day, just basically a Senko and a wacky rig and a Senko. Otherwise, the Madison chain, the bluegill bite on all the lakes has been really good. And some of those fish have spawned out and they're moving out to weed lines now. And also smallmouth and walleye on Mendota. So it's very good bite going on.
A lot of stuff all across the region. It's been good no matter where people have been going.
It seems like it, yes.
Hey,
This weekend we have the Kids Fish and Fun event at Edgewater Park from 8 o'clock till noon, and we give out a fishing rod, and there's different stations. It's kind of an educational event for kids, and it's free, put on by the Beaver Dam Lake Improvement Association. So that's just another nice event locally that we have.
And if people are listening, do they listen on different days? What day is that kids event?
That is Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, and I believe it's free fishing weekend also. So anybody that doesn't have a fishing license or would like to just go out and try it out, it's free to anybody in the state.
Again, where do they have to come out if they want to be involved? Is there a certain time they got to be there by?
That's at Edgewater Park. I believe you have to go online to the BDLIA page and sign up. There was still a handful of spots open as of now, but they take the first 100 kids. So once we hit 100, then it's kind of capped off.
Excellent. You have another event coming up, too, if you're looking for teams for a fishing tournament in July?
Yep. I have my Best Dam two-man, which I've had this, I believe, is the 16th year, and it's held at Waterworks Park from 5:30 to 2:30, and that's a bass and walleye tournament, and it's your best three fish you keep, and open to anybody, $100 entry fee and $20 big fish entry.
Again, how do they sign up for that again?
I sign up morning of. I don't pre-register, so just show up at Waterworks at 5 o'clock in the morning on July 11th, and we'll get you signed up and go out for bass or walleyes.
You know, Pete, I was going to ask you, you know how, you know, social media listens all the time, and I think they knew that I went fishing for the first time in a while last week. So my algorithm is nothing but like crazy novice fishing gear. One of the things that, you know what I'm saying? All these like tricks are, oh, you'll catch the biggest fish. One of the things that came up was like this. It's almost like, you know how people that aren't seasoned fishermen have trouble holding on to the fish. I found this, have you ever seen like this, like pliers or this grip that is supposed to grab the fish and take the hook out without like cutting yourself or getting bitten? Have you ever seen those?
Oh yeah, I have one.
Do they work?
I have one for people. They do. They hold the fish well. And I occasionally have people that will not hold the fish, but they want a picture with the fish. So I have to get out the grippers and let them hold their fish.
Because it told me, do you not want to get bit by that fish with teeth? Do you want to like not get the scales? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. So those things legitimately work then, huh?
They actually do, yes. Especially for like pike or something that they're, you know, a little slippery and stuff. Yeah, they do work.
All right. Hey, Best Dam Guide Service, if people are looking for a fantastic fishing experience, so what do they need to know?
Yep. If you'd like to get out, I'm booking trips here through summer. Call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hub for Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate all you're doing. Good luck fishing this week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's head over to D&S Bait and Tackle right now, the number one stop in the Madison area if you're going fishing. Pat, how's your week been fishing out on the lakes and rivers across the region?
It's been great. I mean, the weather's been great here in town, and there's a lot of activity going on. A lot of fish are starting to spawn or are done spawning. So you got fish like panfish up shallow protecting their beds. A lot of bluegills moving up on beds now. Crappies are just wrapping up their spawning. Largemouth bass are on beds, which is exciting. Smallmouth bass, depending on which lake you're on, could be on beds or are done. But either way, there's a lot going on, and the fish are accessible when they're up shallow like that. So shore anglers and folks in boats are having a great time.
Yeah, I've talked to so many people over the last couple of weeks since I went fishing one day a couple weeks ago. Now everybody's asking me about it. And then for some reason, I talked to multiple people that heard you mention it, and they said they've been out. They said Madison's is as good as it's been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have just a fantastic, especially for panfish fishery here in town. And, you know, a lot of bluegills on Lake Monona. You can go literally just about anywhere and you'll find bluegill beds if you're up shallow. But, you know, nothing against Lake Mendota or Wabisa, Kiganza. They're all fantastic panfish lakes. But also the walleye population on a lot of these lakes is really kind of a hidden secret. But and then, of course, we got pike and smallmouth. Madison really just is great fishing all around.
What's the river situation like across Dane County and spreading out from where people stop in the store? How the river fishing been?
It's good. It's good. We haven't had much rain around recently, so levels are at, you know, safe levels. And, you know, a lot of your activity that you see at dams is always going to be there year round. You're always going to find a nice mixed bag of fish there. But the walleyes that were stacked up there over the last, few weeks to spawn are starting to move back down to their summer holes, a little deeper water, trying to seek that out where they spend the summers. But dams up and down the river are really just a great spot to check out any number of fish.
Well, tell us about D&S Bait and Tackle and how people can give themselves a better chance to catch fish by tying themselves with you.
Yeah, sure. We're at 1411 Northport Drive on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch, so easy access to Lake Mendota there. And we're just a quick jog off the interstate for people coming into town. And, you know, we got everything any big box store has and a lot of unique stuff, too. But most importantly, we have our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town, so we can help point people in the right direction. I do post a weekly fishing report every Friday morning, and that's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And then we also have a old school phone line you can call in, and the number there is 608-BIG-FISH.
Pat, I appreciate all you do. Have yourself a great weekend, and we will chat next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always good talking to you.
Let's head to Fishtails right now, and let's bring in Dave to see what the fishing's been like in Fox Lake and the surrounding bodies of water. Dave, you were telling me it's been a pretty good week out by you guys?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, the weather's been, you know, really good. So there's been a lot of people out. I've got a lot of really good reports. I was out Tuesday and did very well. The crappies are done spawning, so they're moving off of where they were, you know, around the rock piles and things, and they're moving out in the basin. And the guys are starting to get them out there. The bluegills are spawning right now. They're up shallow. Most piers and the north and south shores have fish under them, so that's another thing going on. But the walleye bite has been very good. Guys in the government and trolling, but there's a lot of weeds floating around because our lake is very weedy this year because the water's so clear. So there's a lot of floating weeds that makes it hard to troll. But everything's been biting really good. I did really good on bass Tuesday, and I know some friends of mine yesterday we were over on Big Green, and they did really well on big smallies and some bluegills there, too. And Beaver Dam has been pretty good on the crappie bite. I think that's winding down. I don't know. I don't go over there too much, but the guys I know that do said they were getting them on the rock piles like we did here, and that usually goes a little later than Fox. So it's been a really good week for fishing. I mean, they're biting pretty much all over.
You know, I had to make a run out to Fox Lake for something. And I drove by the park in there. I saw two guys. I was sitting there with literally they had a line drop probably 3 feet off the pier, just underneath off the side, because it must have been a lot of activity. You said in that area.
Yeah. Well, the bluegills are going to be spawning shallow, and here's their perfect spots. You know, and like I said, Tuesday I went out. The whole north shore of our lake is full of bluegills, and you know. I generally try not to fish them when they're on the beds, give them a break or whatever. But they're very prevalent. They exploded this year, and it's like a cycle. Every 8-10 years, you have really good crappie fishing, and then you have really good bluegill fishing. So we're in that period right now.
Hey, tell us about fishtails. If you're going to be fishing out there, you need to stop in to make sure you have a full experience.
Yeah, I mean, we have everything you would need. And, you know, most of the people that stop and want advice where to go and, you know, so I'm pretty open on that. And then we have all the bait you would need. We got, you know, full service alcohol. We rent boats. We can give you gas, all that stuff. Stop in, get a map, get some bait, and I'll tell you where to go.
Excellent. In the heart of a Fox Lake, you can't miss fishtails. And Dave, appreciate what you're doing. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's bring in our resident outdoorsman Rick Wentland on the ESPN Outdoors Report. Rick, sounds like you've been busy on the water again since we last spoke.
Wade, I've literally been on the water every single day since we last spoke. The bluegills were on fire out here on Fox Lake, but that bite is kind of gone. They're pretty much done spawning. But I fished a two-day tournament out of Lansing on the Mississippi River here. Was up on the Mississippi for 4 days, and the river was really low, but basically we caught probably 60 bass a day. I got fifth place the first day and second place on the second day of the tournament. So caught a lot of fish, had a lot of fun, won a little money at the casino besides, so that was all right.
Hey, so if somebody's never fished the Mississippi, obviously a big body of water that probably moves fast, what's the key to fishing something like the Mississippi?
Number one is you better know where you are on the river. I mean, there are, you know, there's green buoys and red buoys that mark the channel marker. You got to be in between them because if you're not, that's where all the wing dams are and closing dams. And what closing dams and wing dams are is it basically slows the current down in the river when they open up the gates. And a lot of these wing dams are literally like 2 feet under the water. So, you know, you're going along and you're outside the buoys, you're going to take your lower unit off within a blink of an eye. So, fishing the river, you definitely need a good GPS map that marks all the wing dams and closing dams. And anytime you get out of the main channel, if you've never been there before, you better be idling, that's for sure.
Is it one of those cases where if you've never fished the Mississippi, find a guide to maybe take it the first time out, or can you manage it on your own?
Oh, you can manage it on your own. I mean, anybody with, you know, boating common sense, I mean, can figure it out pretty easily. I know, you know, like this time we were up there because they've had no rain. The river was actually the lowest I've ever seen it, which basically eliminates all the backwater that you can get into. I mean, there's the Mississippi as, you know, the main river channel, but there's thousands of miles of back sloughs and cuts and bays and stuff. And, you know, a lot of those had like 3 inches of water or no water in them. So basically for this tournament, everybody was fishing main river.
So obviously the Mississippi is thousands of miles long, or maybe I'm making that up, but it's long. Where have you fished on the Mississippi and how is fishing different depending on, say, in the northern part of the Mississippi, maybe stretching from like Iowa up towards the Twin Cities? Is it different in each of those areas?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every pool is different. Every pool has more current, less current, more backwater, less backwater, barge traffic. I mean, we were on pool 9, which is, you know, between La Crosse and Prairie du Chien, and the barge traffic was pretty serious. I mean, there was, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 barges going every day, you know, up the main river channel, but a lot of them were smaller because the river's so low, they can't, you know, they can't fill those barges up as much. And I'm assuming that's why there were so many barges, but yeah, every pool is different. You know, we've gone all the way up to pool 5. I mean, that pool's really small, but the current is always really ripping. I mean, basically you need a 36 volt trolling motor just to stay in one spot. And if you don't, you're going down the river with the current. And, you know, a lot of lakes around here, we don't have current. We have no idea what current is, but you know, that current can take you 100 yards in two blinks of an eye.
Hey, so how many different, what types of fish can you catch in the Mississippi River? Is it different than what you catch like in rivers around here? Can you catch anything more exotic, I guess you can say, in the Mississippi?
Well, you know, there was a lot of garfish. There was a lot of, you know, we caught a lot of walleyes, but, you know, it's really known for bass, and walleyes is what it's really known for. You know, we caught a lot of dogfish. We caught a lot of sheep's head. I mean, I probably caught 20 sheep's head a day. You know, what you get on the Winnebago system, but you don't really get them in a lot of lakes around here. But, you know, you set the hook and you think you got a 4-pound smallmouth and you end up getting an 8-pound sheep's head. And boy, do they fight. But the thing is, you don't get on area lakes that you get on the Mississippi is snakes. I bet you I saw 20 snakes a day.
I'll pass on that.
And then, you know, you hear all the horror stories about, you know, you're fishing in the back slough and all of a sudden you look and there's a snake on your back deck that, you know, crawled right up your motor and he's just sitting on your back deck. And boy, we were in one section of the river and I mean there was 15 snakes within 25 yards of me.
Are these rattlesnakes? Are they pythons? Are they anacondas?
Yeah, anacondas. No, they're just simple water snakes, water moccasins. From what I understand, they're not poisonous, but you know, I don't like them any more than you do, and yeah, I don't want them in my boat either.
So. Circling back around, Rick, anything else non-Fox Lake that they've heard about?
I was actually on Big Green today. The smallmouth bite and the rock bass bite was unbelievable. I mean, I had a great time today. The water is actually pretty dirty over there, which I'm kind of surprised for this time of year. But yeah, we caught a lot of smallmouth and we caught a lot of rock bass. You know, it's a fun way to fish. It really is.
Well, tell me about Raw Bass Customs and guiding tours. If you have some time left to book people for guiding tours for bass over the summer months.
Well, one more thing I got to pass along quick. Right now is turtle egg laying season. All the turtles are coming out of the creeks and the lakes and the rivers and laying eggs. I mean, we had two of them in our front yard here this week. Yesterday I was going and I saw them walking across the road at Chief Kuno Trail. You got to be careful for the turtles right now. They're all coming out of the water and they're all going to land to lay eggs. So, keep your eyes open and don't run over any turtles.
You can sometimes see that on the highways even. You see nothing but turtles all over the place. You're right. So keep an eye on those things.
Yep. I mean, some of them are, you know, as big as basketballs and some of them, you know, are big as baseballs. But, yeah, they're all, I mean, this week and next week, they'll all be coming out and laying eggs. So you got to keep an eye open for the turtles. But
tell us about Raw Bass Customs.
Paint literally 50 different kinds of blanks for bass, walleye, muskie, and pike, and crappie. They're currently available at M&M Tackle and Portage, Stew's in Partyville, Holiday Food and Spirit in Waupun, and Dick Smith's in Pewaukee. Just got a huge, huge order this week.
Sounds good. Are you still booking bass trips, or are you pretty booked up for the summer?
I still got a few openings at the end of July. I've actually had two this week. We're catching quite a few bass and pike out here on Fox Lake, but you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467. And all you bring is food and drink, and I supply the rest.
Rick, appreciate the insight today on the Mississippi and everything else, and have a great week.
All right, Wade, you too.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.